Andrew Snyder on KRLS Radio as we preview the upcoming cross-country season with Chase Lauman and JC Trine, two of the leaders of both the boys and girls teams, respectively. Chase, last time I talked to you was up at the Blue Oval, at least on the air, following a second-place finish for the team. I know that you had a great track season after some disappointment last year in cross-country at the end. What does it mean, though, to be back at cross-country, especially considering that track and field season, and what it's like to be out here with this group of guys and girls again?
It's very exciting to be back here and just be able to get a chance to get some unfinished business done. And it's good to be back with the team. We have a lot of good new freshmen, and just a lot of people have trained a lot this summer to prepare ourselves for a big season ahead.
Well, and JC, a similar story for you. You had a great track and field season this past spring after some disappointment last year. The girls team didn't get to go to state for the first time in 15 years, and I know you were frustrated by a preseason injury. Sounds like things are going better for you. What does it mean to be back with this group and feeling a little bit healthier too?
It means a lot. It's really exciting, like Chase said, to be back. We've all worked really hard this summer, and I think we know what we're capable of, so we're really excited to see where the season takes us.
Well, and Chase, there's no doubt that the end of your season in cross country was really disappointing. Had a health issue on the track where it wasn't able to finish where you thought you could. What has the motivation been for you, and what has the training been like, knowing that you want to avoid that fate again and also put yourself in a better position to help the team?
Yeah, I mean, I've been just doing more training than ever, just trying to stay healthy, of course, but I mean, slowly bumping up the mileage to get to that place where I'm capable of running at the top and, who knows, maybe go and win it.
Well, and JC, I know that there was a lot of disappointment for the whole girls team last year. Obviously, Reagan and Autumn had a chance to run and had great races up at state. But how much motivation is there for you and this really talented group of juniors, some new freshmen, to put yourselves back among Iowa's best?
Yeah, definitely. We were disappointed last year, and since Autumn and Reagan still got to go, that was exciting for them, but it just wasn't the same, you know, without the whole team there. So I think we're really motivated because of that, and so I think we're really pushing each other in practice, and the freshmen too, even though they didn't have last year to come off of, but we're definitely ready to see what we got.
Well, unlike the girls, Chase, who have the vast majority of the team coming back, you had some losses. Guys like Josiah, who you ran with for three of your 4 years, Akira, Cutler, a really solid senior class. How have you and the other seniors this year tried to fill some of those big shoes, especially with leadership and team culture and all those things?
Yeah, that group of seniors last year had a lot of good leadership from it, so we lost a lot of people, but we also learned a lot from them. So we've just been trying to push everybody every day to be better. And I mean, the summer, just trying to get everybody together every day for a run. And yeah, me and Zach especially, just trying to push that culture on to the following classes.
Well, and JC, kind of the opposite's true for your girls team. Just about everybody's back. How do you think that's going to give you an advantage, knowing that outside of your freshmen, all of you have been on these courses before, all of you have run some really big races, and how do you think that's going to help the team having so much experience?
Yeah, definitely. Last year was different for all of us, but I think we're all remembering freshman year and how well we did that year. So I think we really know more about courses and workouts, and we know are each other's strengths and weaknesses, and so I think we're going to fuel off of those and continue to push each other that way.
Well, and both of you were able to qualify for state as freshmen and ran up at state as freshmen, and this year on both the boys and girls team, there's an expectation that freshmen will make an impact on this year's team. How have you tried to be leaders to them and pass on some of your advice and knowledge, knowing that you were in those shoes once, having to make an impact as a freshman, and how are you trying to bring some of those newcomers along?
I mean, every day I just try to push them, but I mean, as a freshman, you really can't do too much because then, I mean, injuries come, whatever, all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, we have us boys and girls both have, like, very impressive freshman classes incoming where multiple people will make an impact right away. So, I mean, we're very excited.
JC, how have you tried to be a leader? You were the fastest across the finish line as a freshman 2 years ago. Obviously, Reagan had a great freshman season. How have this group of juniors and sophomores especially tried to get some of those freshmen ready, knowing that they're going to be running side by side with some of you here soon?
Yeah, definitely. We've ran all summer together, and that's been really good. We've been really trying to, you know, pull them along in workouts with us too, and making sure that they're, you know, with us and included in all of the team bonding stuff too. So.
Well, and JC, I'll go back to you. The big goal is to get back to state and to compete well there and compete for a trophy. But how do you, as a leader of this team, try to keep things in perspective, knowing that There's a race coming up this Saturday, right? There's a lot of competitions that you want to get better at. How do you focus on the process, knowing that you have a big end goal, but at the same time, how do you kind of keep things right in front of you?
Yeah, we know what we're capable of, and we see, you know, big things coming, but we're definitely not jumping ahead and thinking about those things. We're taking, you know, workouts one workout at a time and meets one meet at a time. We don't want to, you know, jump ahead and, yeah.
Well, and Chase, a similar question. You said unfinished business, and at the end of the day, on that final day in October, you want to be the team hoisting a first-place trophy. I know that's what you've talked about with me for 4 years, and it's coming here soon. But at same question as JC, how do you keep things in front of you knowing there's going to be adversity, there might be an injury, all these other things, and how do you keep the team focused on what's in front of you knowing that at the end of the day, you want to be that top team in 3A?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to not think about, like, our end goals and stuff like that every day. And, I mean, it's good to have those goals, but yeah, just like what JC said, we got to stay in the present and just focus on every little day. And we got to know, like, we're not going to have a good workout every day. And, like, some of us will have good workouts, some of us won't. And we just got to keep pushing every day to, because that's all those little days will add up to the main goal at the end, which is winning state.
Well, then, JC, you've got some races coming up. Saturday, you're at Cedar Rapids Prairie, and then you have a home meet. The home meets especially, you hope to have a big crowd. But what are you looking forward to about these early races, and what are some of the things you're honing in on, knowing that you're probably not at your fastest, you want to be there in October? What are the things you focus in on some of these early races?
We're definitely focusing on running together as a team and less focusing on our individual times in meets, and more focusing on, you know, placement-wise and that sort of stuff. So I'm excited to actually run with the girls. I didn't get to really do that last year because of my injury. And so, yeah, I think we're going to have a lot of fun in meets, too. So I'm excited for that.
Chase, similar question. What is the focus? Knowing that, again, you want to be at your best mid to late October, how do you use these early season races to prepare yourself?
Yeah, these early season races are just like, I'm basically just another workout for us. I mean, they're more important than just regular workouts, but just what JC said, again, like Coach Keller's been pushing like just this pack running and moving up together, and we had a time trial this week, and we're just practicing that every day, basically. And yeah, it's fun to, it's a lot easier to run with people, so especially to push others to be better and just the team overall to get our goals that we want.
Chase Lahman, JC Trine, two of the leaders of the Pellacross Country teams. Again, their first race coming up this Saturday at Cedar Rapids Prairie. The following Saturday, they'll have their home invitational on Labor Day weekend. It's good to talk to you both again, and I look forward to our next conversation sometime in mid to late October. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.